Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL coach Brian Billick joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brian, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Doing good.
Last week, you know, Browns off a bye, but coming off their best win in a long time against the Falcons. Coach, do you look at that win as a sustainable thing you could see them going forward with the rest of the year? Or, hey, it's a week-to-week league, who knows what's going to happen this week?
Well, it can be, but you got to follow up with it. That was a good, solid win, you know, against the team. It's been struggling a little bit, but that doesn't matter. That's a good win against a team with a good pedigree. But at the end of the day, yeah, you got to follow up with it and have to be able to put those things back-to-back.
We're talking with Brian Billick of the NFL Network. Now this week they'll go play in Cincinnati. Obviously, Cincinnati's defense has been terrible. They made a switch at defensive coordinator. Marvin Lewis, your old friend, is now the DC as well as being the head coach. Are you surprised he decided to do that?
No, he needed to do something, you know, and that's dramatic. I've done that myself. It is tough to do that when you try to step back in. And certainly that's no absolute answer. The difficulty for Marvin is at the end of the day, the players just aren't that good. At the end of the day, the talent level is going to make a difference. Marvin's obviously a proven, brilliant coach. He knows exactly what he's doing. Will it make a difference? You know, we'll have to see. Will the players respond to it? Tough going into Baltimore, obviously, and win, as everybody knows, against that defense in particular. Once they got going with Lamar Jackson, we'll see if you can sustain that. But Marvin, and now beyond being held accountable as the head coach for the wins and losses, when you're also calling one side of the ball or the other, you're also now being questioned about the 1,200 some odd calls you'll make a year offensively or defensively. And that can put you under the spotlight a little bit as well, because if it doesn't go well, then they start to begin to think, if we can't win games and you're not even the defense guru that we thought you were, then why should we keep you around?
Ryan, what have you thought of Baker Mayfield's rookie season, and do you see a difference in him pre-Hugh Jackson and post-Hugh Jackson?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be hard to say. I think we need a few more games. Mm-hmm. He's having a good, solid, like all those rookies. The fact that all of them are playing now is substantial when you see Lamar Jackson now playing as well. And they all are kind of showing the same signs that, you know, they're, at the end of the day, they'll, you know, be approaching 60% and have maybe a touchdown or two. You hope a few more touchdowns and interceptions. I don't think any of the five, the game doesn't look too big for them, and that's good. And obviously there needs to be room for improvement, and they've got to take the next step. I think it's a little early to say that there's a difference in the style of play or what they're doing with the change they made at coaching.
Speaking of great style of play here, Coach, obviously you were an offensive guy, and you look at that game last night, 54-51. I loved it. As a former coach, did you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, how do you not? Just the sheer artistry of it, you know. And I've been doing shows all day. And you know, some people are pointing out at the end of the day, it was the defensive turnovers that made the difference. You know, we got to look how we judge defense maybe a little bit differently. Mm. That's got to warm the Cleveland's fans' hearts, because obviously that your group is all about that.
That's right.
And coach is, you know, has made, that's been his mantra for years. So that, you know, that may be a good thing. It does have to occur to you. Andy Reid, of course, I've known Andy for years. We went to school together. And you got to know Andy Reid woke up this morning thinking, you know what? I'd have thought 51 points would be enough.
amazing.
But what a great game.
Brian, how do you think you define good defense nowadays in the NFL then?
Well, because of the rule changes. It's dramatic. You know, back when we were winning it in 2000 and even mm-hmm. with the Ravens winning it in 2012, I mean, you could quantify good defense. Defensive coordinators told you all the time, I don't care about any stat except third down, red zone, obviously defensive scoring. But like I said, I don't know, with the way the offenses are going and the way the game is slanted towards the offense with protecting the quarterback and the down the field rules, I don't know that that, like I said, you know, I've done my, for those that remember, a thing called a toxic differential for years. The biggest two determinants for success in this league are explosive play differential and turnover differential. Not just getting big plays, yeah. not giving up big plays. Not just getting turnovers, but not turning the ball over yourself. That differential, typically, at the end of the year, you look at the top 10 teams in that turnover differential, and nine of them will be in the playoffs. It's the best statistic I've known to judge, okay, how good a team is. And I think we're seeing that, obviously, even more so, as I said, defenses. I mean, how are you going to stop Tariq Hill? And I mean, Wade Phillips is as good a defensive coordinator as there in the league has ever been, ever will be. At some point, it needed to occur to him, you know what? I don't have anybody that can cover Tariq Hill.
Yeah.
So you better double him. You better roll it. Now, you do at a price, because if you double and triple Tariq Hill, then Travis Kelce's going to beat you. Kareem Hunt's going to beat you. You know, just like you play New Orleans, you know, if you try to stop Michael Thomas, then they're going to kill you with Kamara. If you try to stop that, then Ingram can pound away. These really good offenses have a lot of talent. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. But the turnovers, I think, if not that they weren't important before, but even more so now.
We're talking with Brian Billick of the NFL Network, former NFL head coach. Coach, today I was watching a TV show this morning. I almost fell off my chair. When somebody said it was trying to argue that Aaron Donald was as good as Lawrence Taylor. Now, I love Aaron Donald. He's a great player. But to me, I can't put any player on the same level as Lawrence Taylor. Am I wrong? Or what do you got to say about that? What do you think about that?
Oh, boy, we're going a little more old school
yeah.
there. And it's always
yeah.
so tough to make those comparisons.
Yeah.
Like we said, because of rule change, the nature of it, the fact that he does it from the inside, I think you're comparing apples and oranges a little bit.
Fair.
He's pretty darn good.
He's great.
Lawrence
yeah.
Taylor, yeah, was you know, and when you, well, how do you compare Lawrence Taylor to Bruce Smith, to Reggie White?
Right.
You know, the different breeds of cat, different game, really, from that standpoint. But at the end of the day, he's pretty darn good.
Coach, I know you're working with SeatGeek. I do, too. It's a great product, and folks can get a good deal by going with you with SeatGeek, right?
Yeah, yeah, whatever your ticket needs are. You know, they've got millions of choices. Every transaction is guaranteed. And as distasteful as it may be for Cleveland fans, you got to put in that promo code Billick to get $20 back on your first purchase. So whatever your ticket needs are, you got to go to SeatGeek.com.
Coach, thanks for the time, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.